On the telephone with us this morning is our good friend Paul Strain.
Now, he's interested in that weather forecast.
Paul, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing wonderful.
Good. We make our annual visit with you every May as we get ready for Harrodsburg Heritage Days. Is that fish I smell frying, Paul?
It will be soon, yeah.
And if you want Keith and I to come down and test anything out, pies, fish, tenderloin, whatever you need, yeah. We will be willing to do that for the
official taster.
Please do.
We'll be willing to do that for the community. Now, speaking of this, Harrodsburg Heritage Days, we talk about the 99th running of the Indianapolis 500. How many Harrodsburg Heritage Days are we on now?
This is our 29th annual.
Excellent. And that's coming up this weekend?
This weekend, the 15th and 16th.
Perfect. And a lot of people in our world get tied up in, hey, things happen Saturday and Sunday. You guys kind of do it a little bit differently, which I like. It gives me an excuse to get done with my work a little bit earlier on Friday. Talk about the schedule on Friday to get things kicked off.
On Friday, our kitchen's going to open at 11 o'clock for our fish fry. We also have something new this year. We have a hit-and-miss engine show. Probably one of the biggest collections of hit-and-miss engines I've ever seen in one place. But that is going to be all over our grounds.
What's hit-and-miss engines, Paul?
It is, you know what, almost like a steam engine, but it's the way
okay.
we used to power everything
all right. now
on the farms.
Okay.
And then our food booths and craft booths are going to be open. Our official opening ceremony is at 5:45. And then at 6 o'clock, Backwoods Bluegrass Band will be on our outdoor stage, which
cool.
is the covered stage, even if the weather is not cooperating.
Yeah,
still dry.
I'm going to have to work on that for you.
Yeah.
Please do.
I will. I promise. I promise, because I don't want anybody to miss out on it. So when I come down on Friday, do I have to get there at any certain time? Do I have to park at a special spot? For somebody who hasn't been down there, number one, how do I get there? And when I get there, what's the insider secret on where to go to be the easiest way to get in?
If you go down Highway 37... If you go down Old Highway 37
right.
past the Starlight Drive-In,
right.
you run right into Harrodsburg. Just follow the signs up to the community center. Before you get to the community center, you're going to see signs of places to park. Everything's clearly marked. If you park in one of the parking lots, there's a shuttle service that takes you to the community center.
Excellent.
And we'll bring you back.
And the community center is really the hub of all the action. Everything's built around that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does it cost? $10 to park here? What's going on?
No charge for parking, no charge to get into the community center. Our concerts that we're having on the outdoor stage, there's no charge for any of it.
So let me get this straight. All I have to do is I have to pack up the car, come on down, park, get my shuttle ride in, and then make sure I got a fistful of dollars to buy enough fish, to buy enough pies, to buy enough all arts and crafts, right?
Or we've got an ATM. Just bring your cart.
Even better.
Paul, one of the new things this year, you got the Colts in Motion coming in.
Yes, we do. That's
big surprise. That's a big production. That's great.
That we were really happy to get that. I did want to tell you, on Friday night, also Lloyd Wood's going to be there. He
okay.
is a large name in the community.
Oh, everybody's heard Lloyd Wood's name.
So he'll be on stage at 7:30 there again. No charge for that. Just bring your lawn chairs. And
you got two stages going at the same time?
No. Backwoods Bluegrass Band and then Lloyd Wood.
Okay.
So you got an opening act and the feature to get you
yes.
rolling. But again, it's going to be, you can just walk in, go get something to eat. Now, can I bring lawn chairs or anything, Paul?
Sure can.
Super. So again, if people don't want to sit on the ground or whatever it is, you can bring all of that.
So what time does this wrap up on Friday night?
Probably about 9:30. Lloyd okay. will play till about 9:30.
And the reason you do that is because you get it kicked off Saturday morning first thing.
7:30 in the morning, we have our pancake breakfast.
Wow.
And then at 10 o'clock, we have our baby contest.
That is fantastic. And do you have to be there early to register your baby?
Be here about 30 minutes early.
Yeah.
0 to 36 months, no charge to enter, and everyone's welcome.
Now, at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, the action gets hot and heavy. Friday's like the appetizer. It ramps up, but Saturday at 11 a.m., you've already got your pancakes and your baby's got a ribbon tied around its head, and then it all gets going on 11 o'clock on Saturday morning.
That's right. We also have a silent auction that's going to be opening at that time. A lot of wonderful sponsors have donated a lot of wonderful merchandise.
And who does that profit go to, Paul?
That goes back to right directly to our community center.
Excellent. So, again, you don't have to pay admission, folks. You don't have to pay to park. You can help out in other ways.
And then also, like I said, at 11 o'clock, between 11 and 1, the Colts in Motion bus will be there, which is going to be one of our first that we've had the Colts down.
And that's exciting. And you've got the fish fry starts at 11, and the Bloomington Brass Band will provide the background eating music. So a great time if you don't want to be out late for concerts on Friday night. Well, you've got music starting at 11 a.m.
And then at 2 o'clock, we have our parade. One of the few parades that we can still throw candy at. So,
did you get a special permit from the Harrodsburg City Council to do that?
Not exactly, no.
And then, and again, later in the day, the parade continues, so everybody's foolish, hopped up on sugar. Then you got the tractor pull. That's for kids, too, right? Off some of that.
Children's
energy.
Tractor pull. If you've never seen it, the Monroe County Fair Board generously lets us use their tractors and sled.
That's a great contest.
It is wonderful to watch those kids pull.
Yep.
And then at 5 o'clock, our silent auction will end. But at 4:30, Dame's Rocket is going to be on stage, so we're going to be rocking Saturday night. And at 7 o'clock, Radio Patrol Band.
Hmm. You've got all the action going on there, Paul.
We have something for everyone.
And it's fantastic as well. And remember, all this to enter is free. Free parking, free access. You're just paying for, again, silent auction items, food, beverage, things like that.
And, Paul, all of this is going to help the community center?
All the profits go towards our community center.
And this is Harrodsburg is not a huge community, so you probably have everybody that lives there working on this thing.
Yeah, a large amount of them are, yes. Uh-huh. It's the time for our little town to shine.
Yeah.
So
it's not exactly like you're going to downtown New York when you go to Harrodsburg. It's easy to move around. There's some really neat little things there. If you've never driven through that area, take a drive down there. It's beautiful.
We'll do it this weekend when the festival's going on.
Get pancakes, get fish.
Hey, Paul, we're going to put on our website your webpage, HarrodsburgHeritageDays.org, where you can see the schedule. You can see the schedule of events to make sure you know what time to get down there. And again, it really doesn't open and it really doesn't close, so you can just show up any time during the day and be a part of it.
Yes, you can. There's always something to see, always something to do. Our craft booths are open. We have a lot of handmade crafts this year. Like I said, the hit and miss engines are fascinating to go watch.
Right.
We have stuff for the kids. There's the bounce houses, things for them to do. There is literally something for everyone to see.
And again, Harrodsburg Heritage Days. Very interesting because this is one of the few festivals, I think, when I hear weekend things, you always think Saturday and Sunday. No, it's Friday and Saturday, this Friday the 15th and this Saturday, May 16th. HarrodsburgHeritageDays.org has all of it. Paul, great job as always, and I'm gonna spend the rest of the week blaming Keith for the forecast.
Well, let's just pray for dry.
We will. And, again, it is a rain or shine event, correct?
Yes, it is.
Great. So let's get down there and support the people of Harrodsburg, and we appreciate we won't ask Paul how many years he's been doing this because I don't want him to get mad at me. But Paul has put a lot of time and effort, and, again, you have a great group of volunteers if you'd like to thank them for helping you out as well.
I have a host of volunteers. It takes a lot of people to make me look this good.
Are they still speaking to you?
And they work hard.
That's the good stuff. Hey, Paul, great job checking in. We appreciate it. And, again, the 15th and 16th, that's this Friday and Saturday. Harrodsburg Heritage Days. Thanks to Paul Strain for being our guest this morning.